Hi, this is Roger Gershman from the Gershman Group with a message to Alex Brown advisors who have great choice about what their future may be because their contracts are ending this year. And one of the best choices for them is to stay at the current firm. They're used to it. They understand it. Clients are happy. The advisor might be happy and it could be worse. But one of the greatest choices advisors also have and looking into seriously is going independent through Raymond James's platform. And that's a really good solution because hardly any papering of clients' accounts, fairly seamless, and the average net operating margins are between 60 to 70%, depending on your real estate, depending on your staff, and you grow the business the way you want. And again, your tax treatment is, very favorable. The challenge is that it is still Raymond James's platform, which may not be as robust as you would like, and you're still dealing with the same compliance department as you had before. But also, though, a benefit, too, is that there's an equity opportunity to sell a piece of your business. And Haig, your former CEO, is very interested in taking a large equity stake in your business. And that's appetizing because he would take that position at what is a long-term cap gains at a very favorable valuation. Great option. There's also an option with Haig, who is, or aggregate a few, and for one to bolt on, again with their name on the door, and with, custodian of Schwab, Fidelity, or Pershing, and arguably more robust platform, less compliance, because it's not Raymond James, it's your name on the door. And once again, he would take a large equity stake in you at a long-term cap. The third option for advisors is to, which there's a lot. And there are multinational corporations that are much bigger than Raymond James, such as Schwab, Fidelity, Pershing, but other big multinational banks that you can offer identical services to what you're used to, but more open architecture, alternative investments, structured products, SMAs, investment banking solutions, lending solutions, everything, at what is on average a 70% net operating margin with equity partners who would be interested in taking a piece of you day one, maybe not as much as Haig would want to take. You want to sell some, you don't want to sell some, it's fine. Sell 10%, sell none. At what is a 7x multiple of your net operating margin, 7 times 7 of whatever your product top line number is. Very attractive. There's lots of options. We'd like to show you what benefits and the challenges of each, and that includes staying. Thank you for listening.